Welcome back to an episode of That Animated Podcast.
Whoa, no way. It's fall now.
Well, yeah, the room looks a little different, guys. Those of you who are watching on the visual side of things, we updated the room to look a little more seasonal. We
Does
got
it
rid
smell
of all
pumpkin-y?
The Halloween stuff.
Does it smell cinnamony?
It might.
What do you think?
We did get some pumpkin spice coffee we haven't tried yet.
You know, it's typical white girl things.
No, we did though. We have a local apple orchard. And
oh, it was so fun.
Some coffee from there. And one of them was like this chocolate caramel. It's pretty good. We've been drinking it today.
Is that what that is?
Yeah,
the
chocolate
caramel?
I think so. Something
oh,
like
I
that.
Love my fruity little drinks. I don't think I could survive without my drinks.
Yeah.
Drinks are really, really important to me, even though I never hydrate. If I have a tasty enough drink, then I will hydrate.
What's a tasty drink to you? Because you like
coffee.
Never drink anything
juice.
But coffee.
Juice. Honestly, like juice. Like I finally bought a bunch of juice for myself the other day. And I was worried. I'm like, is this too much? Is this too much juice? Do you want me to take some juice out? I like apple juice. I like fruit juices, honestly.
The kid in you.
What do you mean?
I want fruit juice.
I want apple juice.
Yeah.
I love apples. I love going to the apple orchard. We picked out apples. We picked some out ourselves. I got pictures of that. I got pictures of Dalton reaching for the tippy top apples because
yeah.
He can.
You took pictures of me picking apples, weirdo.
I did. What? No, I
from behind. You're just like, hold on, I gotta capture this moment.
Yeah, and then I sent them to my mom. Hi, mom.
You didn't even tell me. You just started taking pictures of my back.
Yeah, but like it was an action shot. You're reaching for an apple. It was like,
oh my god,
the anticipation of the movement and then the satisfaction of the movement.
Listen, as long as you don't become one of those people that walks around talking to their camera,
never.
Then we're good.
That will never be me.
Like, I'm sorry if some of you do calls and you walk around on Facecam. That's one thing. It's all right. But the people who do like videos where they're walking around in public
and they have like
it's
a selfie stick attached to their phone and they're holding it out while walking through a crowd.
Yeah. It's people. Again, it's not the worst thing, but when they're bitching, that's what gets me.
Bitching like, in public.
People who are walking around with their phones just complaining to the phone as if it's a person.
Like
or
yelling
a crowd
at the phone.
Of people.
You're like not even listening. You're holding it like a foot away from your face yelling.
Yeah. And then there's like people visually like turning around like, what is wrong with that person?
Some people talk on the phone like they're actually yelling to the other person. Like they're trying to yell the distance apart.
Oh my God.
I've known people like that. And you know, that's okay. Some people don't have volume control. I'm a perfect example of that. I can't control my volume. I'm either too quiet or I'm too loud. And there's like no in between.
Have you seen those videos of people who are like loudly relationship shaming their partners?
Oh, God.
And they're
yeah.
just, they take out their camera and they're in front of everybody. And then they post it online. And it's usually just embarrassing for the person recording. It's not even embarrassing the person they're targeting.
It's a bit obnoxious. I won't lie.
What kind of person turns on their camera, complains about their partner, and then posts it to the internet? That's a like.
It's kind of a new culture,
that's
I'd say.
Shocking to me. Is
I
this
feel
like
that's
the new,
new.
Like
that's the
going
new form
to
of
your family and causing problems for your significant other?
It's like vlogging, but vlogging your like personal intimate drama.
Some things
in front
are
of
so
people.
Petty too.
Like, oh yeah, we like should not have this kind of access to the internet, I think. I think it's too accessible.
I know some of them are staged and it's obvious when they are, but there are just some people where you know they're serious. Like you just see the look on the other person's face that they just like, why are you doing this with the phone out kind of attitude.
Do you have an example? Did you see something? What triggered this?
I don't know. Not recently, but oh, I did see something earlier.
Okay. What?
Today, I think, where this one woman was complaining about men who wear comfy clothes.
Huh?
Yeah. I don't know what some of these.
What does that mean?
There's this new thing on TikTok. You know, I'm going to sound old, but
you
like,
are old. It's
they
okay.
call it the ick.
Red flags?
No, they're not red flags. They're just things that irritate me, essentially. Oh, the thing that my significant other does irritates me.
I've seen some of those. I've seen some of those cross-posted to YouTube because that's the only way that I watch TikToks, because I will not download TikTok for anything. I will not make an account.
Not even though we're on there and we don't post.
We are?
Yeah, we barely post, but we are, yeah.
I guess we should be. Can someone else upload for us? I don't know.
No, we
do
have
that.
Our own channel.
But not you guys. I'm not asking you guys. More so,
anyway,
do it for us.
Continue your story.
What was my story?
I don't know. You said you were watching a short.
Oh, no. Like the different kinds of icks. And it was just like really, really petty things. Like he has a stuffed animal. That's the ick. Dump him.
Oh my God. You're a grown man. Why do you have a stuffed animal? Or like,
God forbid,
video games. There was one where I saw like someone was at like an arcade and then they turn around and show their significant other playing an arcade game. And
like they're recording
this
it?
Is so annoying. Oh my God. I can't believe that they enjoy video games. It's just
do you even want to be in a relationship if you can't appreciate your partner's like,
they want a servant.
Hobbies?
It's quite clear. They don't want a partner. They want a servant. They
yeah,
want
someone
who is just going to abide by everything they say, do everything they're told, and shut up.
Why get into a relationship if you don't want to, like, spend time with that person, be with that person? And if you don't like the things your significant other likes, it might not work out. I feel like you need to have some overlap. You need to like want to be each other's friend if you're going
to
make an unhealthy relationship.
Like I've seen people who have pretty like boring relationships when it comes to like their crossover interests, but they get along really well because what they want from each other is pretty like flat out.
That's true.
They're not being shy about like, look, I depend on you for this, this, and this.
That's true. There are people that can have totally wildly different interests, like dudes into sports, girls into Animal Crossing.
Yeah, it really depends on like where each other's priorities are. But if you have two people with straight priorities, it can totally be healthy to have a relationship.
Communicate.
Like, that. Like without having to be like friends, like buddies, like, oh, we do everything together.
I still feel like you should. Okay, my personal opinion, you should be friends. You should absolutely be friends with your significant other. And I think
it
works out even better when you're friends first.
But I feel like some people don't have that kind of charm with the ladies, if you know what I mean. Like, they're just better at just serving. Like, that's the thing. Like,
oh, they want to be like a sugar daddy.
No, but like a lot of dudes are like pressured, and what they get satisfaction from in a relationship is service, like doing something and like
providing the provider,
stuff like that. So they're okay fulfilling that role because that's what a lot of guys' heads are like focused on. So when
that's
it comes to a relationship that's like a little less friendly, it's like
it could
just be that they get along in a lot of other ways. They probably get along more intellectually than they do like socially. You get what I mean? Like they might not want to do the same things together.
Yeah,
but it doesn't mean
people.
They don't have the same ideas together.
That's fair.
They probably agree on a lot when their relationship is like that, but they like you and me probably disagree on a lot of things more than a lot of other couples do, but we don't argue over it.
Yeah,
we're just like, oh, this is where I'm at. Okay, this is where I'm at. And then we're like, okay. Because like we know each other's boundaries, we know where we stand on things, and we don't have to like belabor any point to each other about any specific topic because we kind of get it at this point. But I feel like people who maybe don't get along more socially like you and me do probably like get along a lot more when it comes to ideas. Like life has to be this way. We have to do this. Like I bet there's a lot less bickering over chores, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I mean, my only real basis for a serious relationship is you, honestly.
Yeah, but that's all right because like we had very immature relationships before. We didn't
have
anyone who
was one boyfriend before Dalton.
Yeah. I mean, I was in high school. I didn't necessarily have a lineup of ladies either. In fact,
no, you had so many girls crushing on you. Shut up.
No, I literally refused to date in high school, so I have no idea. That's why I was so oblivious to it. I had one girlfriend, and it was so, like, dramatic. Like, for no reason that I'm like, this sucks. Like, high school dating is stupid. So I just stopped. And I didn't – I like, basically said, I'm not going to get into a relationship with anyone until I'm an adult. Because, like, I just couldn't handle the immaturity of it. I had a girlfriend who I literally – like, because I was a Christian growing up. I was not really interested in sex.
Church going boy.
So I told her that. Like, I'm not interested in this. Like, if you want to have, like, a relationship, that's fine. But, like, that part is just not for me. Because, like...
That's fair. You set boundaries.
And I did. And you want to know what the most stupid thing about that relationship was?
What's that?
Her father just thought I wanted to bang her. And that's it. I wanted nothing else.
Oh, God.
Eehoo, gotta protect my daughter. And, oh, my God, this guy was just loose in the head because it had
he was
even,
the stereotype.
Had he even taken a chance to get to know me, he would have known that wasn't what I wanted at all. He wouldn't even, like, leave us alone.
He was just posturing. He was just trying to be like, my daughter.
It's so immature to, like, behave that way.
Thoughts about my daughter.
Yeah, and I just, that's why I didn't date. Because it's like, the girl was immature, her dad's immature, her mom's immature.
What'd her mom do?
Oh, her just would go along with it. Like, you know, background. And then he's yelling a lot louder, so I hear what he's saying.
What did you even do? What triggered him to be mad at you?
Nothing.
Existing? Just being her boyfriend?
He just was so eager to accuse me that he just accused me at some point of touching her. And then she's just like,
y'all
mortified.
Are in high school.
She was embarrassed when her dad did that.
Yeah, I bet.
And I'm just like, it's whatever. Like, I know I didn't do anything. And it's,
yeah, you're a good little Christian boy.
I mean, kind of, but it's just the whole thing was just annoying.
And then I came around, I guess.
But that was just the most immature experience I could have ever had. Like, why do I have this problem with immature parents? Because, like, the other mom who was like, oh, my God, I can't believe the YouTube videos you made.
She calls the cops on you guys.
She called the cops on me. And
wait,
then,
why did you have such extreme things happen to you?
I don't know. I always find these people who are just so dramatic about everything. And
it's no wonder you became wary.
And it's no wonder why I like to mess with people.
Because they've given you so much reason.
Not only that.
It's like a defense at this point.
Yes. I'm the type of person where I'll whirl someone up in a like little like swirl of drama that is just away from me.
Like a void.
Yeah. I kind of like seal myself off by giving them something else to worry about. Because if they worry about me, they ruin my life. Like, they don't leave me alone. I find these persistent people who will go around
that's
and, like,
so bizarre,
burn down forests to trash me, and I don't know what I do. Like, sometimes
they just
it
take
makes
one
sense.
Look at you, and they're like, smug asshole.
But, like,
they
there are
you.
Times it makes sense,
they
though.
With
there,
stones.
Like, the times that I've messed with people, it's made sense when, like, it turns around on me and I get some kind of blowback
from
slap
it. Back.
But when it's people who have like screwed me over and I'm
existing?
Like,
no.
You're gonna be
that.
Distracted from me from now on. Oh God. Like, and eventually they went away. I don't even know what they're up to now. But in the immediate, like what
I
can
leave
my
you
God.
Alone.
That's right. He called the cops on me too.
He what?
Yeah, I forgot.
The dad?
Yeah. So I was trying to whirl him up in different drama, like I was just talking about. And so I gave my phone, I gave his phone number out to a couple of my friends. And I, listen, I'm not kidding. The same kid I made the YouTube videos with.
Yeah?
Was the one who got me in trouble.
What do you mean? working.
Because he wouldn't stop calling him. And he was sexually assaulting him over the phone. Like, leaving sexually explicit. He was explicit messages. There. That's what I was trying to say.
There you
go. Really, like, awful voicemails. And I'm just like, I just wanted you to like,
your friend,
waste his
your
time.
Your friend went a little.
I just wanted you to, like, volume, like, text him like over and over
again.
You
gotta be careful who you open the floodgates to, Dalton.
Yeah, but, like, that was just one of those moments where it's like, God damn it. Because, oh boy, did he really want to focus on me? Because, like, he was, he swore to God that I was just
did
this,
like,
predator.
Did he think it was you that left those messages?
I don't know what he thought. He just went to the cop and said, well, her boyfriend's pissed off at me,
oh,
so.
Oh, my God.
Whatever.
And then what happened with that? Did you get in trouble?
No, I didn't get in fucking trouble. They honestly hated her dad a lot. They said I shouldn't even talk to him. I should act like he didn't exist.
Wow.
Yeah.
So and he was a troublemaker dad.
Yeah, and honestly, when I started talking to you, my family was all wary about your family because of that.
Is that why?
Like, yeah. Yeah. That's why they seemed so, like, worried about me. They were just like, I don't know. How come you know them? And my sister was even saying, like, why do you talk to the parents? Like, she didn't understand why I would talk to the parents because of my experiences. It's like, parents have been pretty mean to me in the past. And so she was actually surprised that I was open with your family as much as I was because I had a really bad experience before.
Oh, that makes me extra, like, glad that my family really loves you so much and just, like, absorbed you in.
Yeah, that's why sometimes it's almost surreal when your family's nice to me. It's like, what did I do? Like,
they love you, dude.
I feel like I don't do enough.
My family's full of love and appreciation.
Yeah, it's a lot different, but that relationship really sucked, honestly. I'm glad that didn't become my future.
Good. I remember when you first told me about her, I was jealous because I get jealous
of
past relationships.
Oh, trust me, there's nothing to be jealous of. That was a life of
I'm not anymore.
Turmoil.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
yeah, and then I came along. I feel like I was a stark contrast from whatever girls you were talking to at the time.
I really didn't talk to very many girls. I genuinely, because I just wasn't interested in relationships. I think they all thought I was gay. I just didn't care. Yeah, I've been asked if I was gay a few times.
Maybe what they were actually looking for was asexual, but that wasn't really a thing at the time.
That's not what it was either. I just thought girls were immature in my class, and I didn't trust parents not to be immature as well.
I wasn't mature at all, so...
I mean, like emotionally immature. Like, they allow things to just get dramatic.
You think I'm emotionally mature?
I don't think you understood the kind of drama I went through before.
Yeah, I guess that kind of really says something about all the people
that
you
horrible.
Have dealt with before.
Like, I just can't get... I've never comprehended how you can be someone who protects your daughter and you are so hellbent on fulfilling that role that you fantasize that beating someone up is how you do it.
Like, what, and you that's didn't it. Even, like, you were that just was a polite the, boy.
That was, like, the only thing he could, like, and not like he actually tried to attack me or anything, but, like, he was screaming at me and it's just, like, it's stupid. I can't even recite the story because I'm still just baffled.
Yeah, you sound
I don't even know if I'm telling it right because it's like, oh, wait.
I think you've told it well enough.
But I'm reiterating
her dad
because
ruined
it's
the
just
relationship.
So hard to comprehend that this is something that actually happened to me.
What was wrong with the girl, though?
Immature. Like, she was also like a pathological liar about things, and I picked up on things. And it was frustrating because she would do this thing every summer where she would go to Kentucky to hang out with family.
Yeah, I got Kentucky and family.
I asked her, is that something you're going to do? And she said, I really, really don't want to. She was adamant that it wasn't her decision.
Well, okay.
So I was, like, annoyed. I'm like, why is her family sending her to do something she doesn't want to do?
Mm-hmm.
And then it turns out she actually did want to stay there.
Oh, like, why couldn't she just be honest?
And I was just
such
like,
a silly lie.
I'm just like, I don't care if you want to stay there. I just care that you were doing what you wanted to do. Like,
ah, you cared about, like, you were upset for her, right. And then you realized that she just actually wanted to be there.
Yeah, I was just like, what the fuck? Like, now your family's annoyed with me because I tried to stand up for you.
Aw.
And it's just like, whatever. Like, this is why I mind my own business with a lot of shit. Because I don't trust that people tell me the
truth. Yeah, you really don't get involved in, like, any sort of thing anymore.
Yeah. And, like, anytime someone, like, brings drama to me, it's usually over bullshit that they've dramatized themselves. Like,
you are the drama
out of it. I don't bother people for this very reason.
Is this guy bothering you? You know, I gotta be your bodyguard. I gotta be the one kicking ass for you. Put on my sunglasses. I'll get really swole and ripped.
Oh my god. No, it'd be Lily.
I'll just kick the shit out of everyone.
Put Lily in sunglasses. She can be a big guard dog.
We made an animation of her beating up something before.
It was a robot.
It was a robot, yeah. I think we talked about that.
I think it was just a storyboard for it.
It was like an animatic.
Yeah. But okay. Yeah, that was my experience.
And then you got me and you're like, yeah, this one's fine.
Yeah. I realized that there's just immature people. There's not.
Especially if you're in high school.
I don't even think there's like, immature, like, I don't think being young is a sign of immaturity. I think it's just your awareness is something way more than your age. Some people who are like 5 comprehend really complex issues.
Oh my god, like when we're watching MasterChef Junior.
Shit like that.
The Ramsay show where it's like a bunch of babies cooking.
Yeah.
And they like, they're cooking at an adult level and thinking at an adult level, but they're right. Children. And that's wild.
I just think there's people like that and then there's people not like that.
Yeah. But it also depends on what environment they grow up in and how they're treated as a baby.
I mean, that determines all of it.
Yeah. And sometimes you're born with problems that make it harder for you to understand things. Yeah. So it's not like always the person's fault, you know?
Right. Mature and immature people. I just don't see it any other way now.
Well, I'm not mature, so.
I've seen kids that are far more mature than adults, and I've seen adults that are far less mature than kids.
It all depends on how they were raised. And then it's how they were raised, and it's how they were raised. You know, like the parents of the parents of the parents. You know, generational trauma, generational genetics, whatever.
I get what you mean. I feel like we're very spacey in this episode. I don't feel like I'm articulating any thought clearly.
No, you've been fine. You've mostly just been talking and I'm
okay.
Interacting. You've been fine. You're fine. You're good.
All right. Yeah. But I don't know. Relationships, relationship drama. It always leads back to this. I don't know why. Maybe because like we're so secure in our relationship, we can actually discuss these things. And not like, well, what about the time you did that to me, huh? Yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
You guys
that.
Get tired of this? Is this topic boresome?
No, I think a lot of people relate to the boresome. Fact that they get an idiot yelling at them. That happens a lot with certain subjects. Tiresome. That's why I avoid the subject of politics and religion with most people.
Oh, God, yes.
I just won't discuss it unless somebody is so like completely neutral about it. Like, they can hold every emotion to the side. I don't talk to anyone who has emotion in those subjects. It's just impossible to have like a genuine conversation because you'll bring something up that is like a current topic or a sensitive topic. And then suddenly like all of like the good grace that like they assume about you is gone. And they will just assume the position of attacking this talking point. And you never.
Are you saying like you say one thing and they assume you said something else? Like,
yeah,
I really like this thing. Oh, so you hate this thing?
Yeah,
oh.
Exactly. Like being
oh, so what
for
about
something
this thing?
Means you're against another thing. It's just.
Yeah, that's not what that means at all.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a problem. There's a problem with reading literacy and media literacy. There's just people who are not grasping and like genuinely not reading or hearing the thing correctly and then jumping to the conclusion and then sticking with that conclusion because they literally.
Yeah. Like they misunderstood.
Don't understand.
What they were reading or looking at. And they're like, oh,
and then
oh
they
my
get
God,
real fired up over that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of why I'm worried about AI with that stuff. Because imagine somebody is like, here's a lost photo of Jesus. And it's just an AI generated image. And it's just like, people just debate the race. They debate his nose size.
I'm going to believe that that's already happened.
Everything.
Somewhere on Facebook, I'm sure.
Like I'm sure.
Some granny Facebook group. I found this real image of Jesus Christ.
And then people will like, what if it's, oh it's my, like there's just so boy. Many scenarios. Like I said before, AI, when it has its prompts, only then can it be creative. It won't just make up Jesus, but if someone does it, it'll do it.
AI generation is too much.
Yeah.
It's way, way too much. And I want to make that clear. It's too much.
I think people should be exposed to the idea of it overtly. I think we should be really hammering home that this technology exists because the moment that people are ignorant to this technology or they just let their guard down and don't assume it's a threat, it will bite everybody in a way they won't see coming. You really have to be vigilant with this AI stuff. You can't just let it run rampant the way it is now.
And now they're making shit that's like some Minecraft AI simulator
right.
where it's generating every frame of Minecraft based on your key inputs.
Yeah, that is wild.
And it's trained on... you know, tons and tons and tons of videos and pictures because there's so much now. But it's like Minecraft with dementia because the second you look away from something and you look back, it's completely different and you can trick it. Like if you're holding one thing in your hand and you look close and then you like back up, it'll be a completely different environment then.
Yeah, it's really... crazy what we're seeing
like it.
With AI.
It feels evil. This is evil. Like, it's funny to make fun of it, but, like, it feels like you're using all this processing to get a shittier version.
It's true.
Like,
but
you know, I explained this. Like, the SpongeBob circle, the way SpongeBob creates a circle by, like, making an entire portrait of Michelangelo or something and then erasing all the details and then erasing those details and then you're just left with the circle. That's exactly what it is. But the circle is still fucked up. That's what... That's
SpongeBob circle. SpongeBob circle was as fucked
yeah,
up.
Yeah, well, SpongeBob is a sponge.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's an interesting proof of concept, though, because I can see people projecting... style onto video games in the future.
Like, it'd make a good ARG or like a horror movie.
That's what I was thinking. Like a horror game could be a good implementation.
Genuinely,
of AI.
Because the second you look away, oh my God,
it's
like
terrifying.
I put down a piece of wool and then that wool started to morph into a sheep, but like a really fucked up sheep with like a billion legs. And then that morphed into a human looking thing that threw itself into the side of a dirt wall. And I'm assuming it died because it left a piece of meat. And then when I went up to that meat, it was a flower.
Yeah. It's crazy. So like, here's how I feel about AI. Regulation. Let's stop being mean
to
each other.
For the love of God, regulation.
And like arguing and acting like we need to be like harmful to our fellow artists. And just get the courts involved because we are not going to settle copyright rights through just bickering on the internet and being mad at each other. It's going to take a while. It will take a process. I think we're going to see a big shift in the entertainment market, especially online. I think Hollywood is going to really, really feel this one. They felt the internet starting like, and they scrambled to get.
Oh, like when
internet.
YouTube became bigger?
Yeah, but I think AI is completely going to send them spiraling out of control. They're going to see jobs collapsing and shit over there. But with
Hollywood's
some regulation,
already fucked.
I think we can at least minimize some of like the spiraling out of control. But one thing I hope happens is that we break up these big media conglomerates and little small artists become the big artists of, I don't know, the next generation.
Yeah, that would be nice.
They're all watching YouTube
ideally.
Already. Well, some of the biggest people in our current media atmosphere is on YouTube. They're not on anywhere else.
Yeah, and look at how far fucking Digital Circus has come. It's on Netflix now.
I don't think people should be jumping to Netflix. See, that's the problem.
There's too many shops in Japan.
Too many people are jumping to the big networks. You need more independence. Yeah. And I know that's harder, like easier said than done, because we've been independent our whole career. And, you know, it hasn't always been the best for us, but at least we've never promoted crappy services to you, scams, any of that crap. We've always kept this pretty clean operation as far as like sponsorships and stuff go.
True. But
it's hard, but I think that's the future, because these big companies are not going to be able to implement AI, let's be honest. And media is just going to get cheaper and cheaper to produce.
Unfortunately.
And if Hollywood were to go to AI, they would be screwing over all the talent. The talent would never let that happen. And if anything, it's a big win for the little guys, because while Hollywood's burning, we're just going to be sitting here grinding away, making stuff.
The main problem with generative AI was that you could publish things or like models and content based off of other people's work without their permission.
Yeah.
That's the main problem, is that that became the norm, is just using every image on the internet ever just because I Googled it, so I can use it. But that's
exactly why I say regulation, because what
that was a problem from the get-go.
Might at least solve some of these issues is if there's an AI system that can properly pay out the usage of people's stuff. And I know you can
royalties?
Map out on a chart. Yeah, royalties. Because I know you can map out on a chart visual like references for any image, but this is like in the future, if we can get the technology, if we can get the regulation. I think that's the only way the current state of AI can exist. I think in the future, there's just going to be too many copyright concerns, too many concerns of other people's stuff being used, that it won't not wind up in court.
It has to.
It's going to. And
I'm sure people have been trying.
Yeah. But this whole like debate and argument on the internet, I'm kind of exhausted on, because there are so many people out there who are hellbent on like trashing each other. Just going out of their way, even. And I just don't like to see that. Let me be straight. I just hate to see that. Because I think there is some things in AI that could really benefit artists.
Of course, like AI as tools, because AI has existed before generative AI.
Yeah, and I just think that there's a reason we're pissed off, and that makes sense. But I think they're...
No, it's bad. It's
real
bad. We
need something else to kind of come in and moderate that area. That's just my opinion. I think we need help. I don't think we need to squash it. I don't know. That's what I think.
It needs to be
reimagined.
Reimagined.
Yeah.
Like, tear it down.
Because, honestly... All this stuff is just from plugging other shit into each other until suddenly AI image generation popped up.
Yeah.
But yeah. Sorry we talk about AI a lot, but I know we kind of
talk about relationships and AI a lot. That's like our thing. Huh?
We do kind of like upset some people because they don't know our like exact positions, but there it is.
Yeah, there it is.
That's our exact positions. Like
I've replied to a few people too.
It's great technology, but regulation has to come in. Like we've gone too far with the generative stuff when it comes to other artists.
It's just
the concerns make sense. It's you can't make an argument against it. That's why I'm just like, throw it to the courts. Anyway. Luck, guys. Let's work
artists.
On this together.
Human artists.
Where we are team human after all.
Yeah.
We do want ourselves
we're not really
to
humans
exist.
Right now, but.
Oh, shut up. We're team, okay, we're team flesh.
Oh, shut up.
Flesh! Team flesh.
I don't have flesh. I'm made of bulb.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, what do you want me to say?
Am I on your team, though?
Sure.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Like an honorary?
I'm noticing a visual glitch in this episode.
And what?
It's going to drive me nuts.
What is it?
Okay, guys, it's going to drive you nuts too, but this whole episode, our phone screens have been unmasked.
Huh?
They're cropped wrong. You can see the black bars.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I'm pointing it out.
So oh, that and there's way, a pixel on the
that
TV.
That way people don't think
the
that
TV's
I'm not
off
an epic gamer.
Off center. You see that?
Yeah, that's my monitor.
There's a pixel on the... No, it's in the middle.
What?
The TV, the main TV. There's like a pixel on the left.
I said that's my monitor.
Huh?
It's my monitor.
Oh.
Oh my gosh. Sorry. I'll get rid of it. There you go. Didn't mean to trigger you too. I'm sorry for those of you who are listening. We are just talking
You're
about
not sorry to me though.
We're talking about visual stuff. Yeah.
Be
no,
sorry
I'm not.
To me.
I'm not sorry to you.
Why? Please?
Because we just had this whole episode about drama and you think yeah. I'm going to end it without drama? Uh-uh, sister.
Oh, stop that. I'm not your sister.
Guys, please interact with this podcast on whatever platform you're on. It really helps the show out.
Yeah.
Those of you who are listening on a podcast platforms, try and watch us on days that we're not uploading because we really need a boost in other podcast platforms algorithms.
Wow.
No, I mean it because the views drop a lot when we are not uploading. And it's not because like nobody cares. It's like it seems that whenever we upload an episode, the platforms promote us those days. I don't know. So check out our other episodes on our off days when, you know, we're not uploading. But yeah.
Did you guys know I made a totally new rig for myself and then I was like, actually, I hate it.
Oh my gosh.
So I'll update eventually. I'll evolve soon. Soon.
Anyway, thanks for watching this episode and we will see you in the next one.
Leave a comment with what color you're feeling today.